Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say longtime fugitive Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri, a leader of Iraq's Sunni insurgency and a former aide to the Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, has been killed in a military operation. The governor of Saloon's province, Rayad al-Jaburi, said the killing of Duri is a great victory for all Iraqis and will have favorable consequences on military operations against Islamic State militants. He claims that Duri is one of the pillars of the Islamic State group. Here in Washington, President Obama and visiting Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi discussed the problem of migrants in the Mediterranean when they met in Washington on Friday. Italian police have arrested 15 African Muslims suspected of throwing 12 Christians to their deaths from a migrant boat in the Mediterranean. Those arrested were from Ivory Coast, Mali, and Senegal. UN Human Rights Office is urging the government of Ukraine and pro-Russia rebels to pull back their troops and abide by the terms of the so-called Minsk ceasefire. Human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdazani says civilians continue to suffer seriously as a result of the conflict.
The reports we're getting from the ground is that the humanitarian situation remains very difficult. People are unable to access basic necessities. It's still a very difficult humanitarian situation. And as I mentioned, it's being protracted and being made all the more difficult with the renewal of fighting.
United States and European officials say Russian military forces have crossed into Ukraine to support the separatists. This is a charge Russian officials have repeatedly denied. This is VOA News. The World Bank is offering an additional $650 million to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone recover from the devastating Ebola epidemic. Jim Yong Kim is president of the World Bank.
The Ebola crisis has dealt a crippling blow to the millions of people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And the epidemic is not over. So the world must not let up on efforts to get to zero Ebola cases in all three countries. For as long as one case of this deadly virus remains, the countries, region, and the world will remain at risk.
New World Bank data shows that Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have lost $2.2 billion in economic activity. The bank's experts say Liberia is gradually returning to normalcy. Meantime, Guinea's economy is stagnating and Sierra Leone is suffering a severe recession. Following new satellite photos that show China has made rapid progress in building an airstrip in the South China Sea suitable for military use, the Philippine president says the dispute is a global problem because of its proximity to crucial shipping lanes. Simone Orendine reporting from Manila.
Philippine President Benigno Aquino said Friday China's work expanding seven outcroppings in the Spratly Islands into artificial islands is not just a regional problem. He says it is the world's problem because 40% of global trade passes through the South China Sea. IHS Jane's Defense Weekly published this week images from late March of a runway taking shape on the reclaimed section of Fiery Cross Reef. The security analysis publication also says images show artificial islands on Subi Reef being strung together through dredging that could form another airstrip. China says it has sovereignty over nearly all of the South China Sea's islands and waters. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will visit Pakistan next week to oversee agreements on pipelines, power plants, and other projects, part of a massive $46 billion joint development program that Beijing hopes will stabilize its longtime ally's economy and extend China's influence into Western Asia. In sports news, U.S. Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering today after undergoing quadruple heart bypass surgery. Doctors say the 68-year-old former NBA and UCLA star is expected to make a full recovery. Abdul-Jabbar is the NBA's all-time leading scorer with 38,387 points during a 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1, where it's April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. And we've got special themed programs all this month. The theme this week, week number 3, is New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, in the beginning. Yes, on this edition of Jazz America, we'll look back at the place where jazz was born, when the African instrumentation and rhythms met with the 12-tone scale of European music and the military band instruments and classical music all came together with improvisation and the blues as the core of the music. Jazz was born in a place called Congo Square in New Orleans, Louisiana. What an historical event that was, and the music that's radiated from that time and that place still resonates all around the world today. Case in point, our celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month. Well, one of the innovators that, in his own estimation, created jazz by blending that syncopation, that playing between the beats of the music, with improvisation was a gentleman named Ferdinand Morton, also known as Jelly Roll. He played the piano in the brothels in New Orleans, and he had to come up with some inventive ways of playing and improvise on the spot. I suppose that improvisation is what helped create jazz in the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning and listen to some of the music of Jelly Roll Morton. Here's a recording from 1926. He'd made his way up to Chicago, and that's where he recorded with a host of great players who also joined him in Chicago from New Orleans, and some of the greats of the original jazz scene in New Orleans, like Kid Ory, Buddy Bolden, and Joe King Oliver, made the scene explode in those early days, and as I said, even up to today. We're going to go back and hear a song written by King Oliver with piano and vocals by Jelly Roll Morton. Here's Dr. Jazz to begin this celebration of New Orleans on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. old and new New Orleans, never too far apart from one another. Jelly Roll Morton's Dr. Jazz, followed by one of the new young guns of New Orleans jazz. He's been around for quite a while now. He's the terrific drummer from the band Galactic, and so many other sessions he's been part of, too. Stanton Moore, one of the main men in the current New Orleans scene, and a song from his solo album, Conversations, entitled Paul Bebaron's Second Line. This is Russ Davis, and it's New Orleans in the beginning on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, and one of the main men of the New Orleans scene. Born and raised there, but he's been in New York for a number of years. He'll tell you about that. Wynton Marsalis of the first family of New Orleans jazz, the Marsalis family, joined me for some conversation recently, and then we'll hear some great live music as he recreates a Jelly Roll Morton classic. When I walk by Columbus Circle, for folks that have never been to New York City, it's really sort of the center of the city in many, many ways, physically. Mm-hmm. And now when you go to that that spot in New York City, right at the corner, southwest corner of Central Park, you will see two magnificent towers up above the city, and you will see the Time Warner Center, and right there in the corner is Rose Hall and Jazz at Lincoln Center. And when you saw that sign go up, tell me what you thought.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was exciting. The whole thing has been exciting to build the first ever halls constructed for the acoustics and the feeling of jazz. And it's been a tremendous effort on behalf of our entire organization, our board, our staff, all the musicians and orchestra. We've been working for a long time.
How much do you miss the South?
Well, I mean, I miss the South, but I've been up here for longer than I was in the South. I left home when I was 17.
And I miss the South, too. I mean, in a way.
Right.
You know, it's always there. It's in our voices. It's, right. But I'm walking through Jackson Square on the middle of July, seeing the steam come up from the ground.
From the cement, yeah.
Listen, I know you got to go. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're right, Russ.
Jazz America.
How y'all doing? This is Wynton Marsalis urging you to please support Jazz Appreciation Month. We're going to try to make Jazz Appreciation Month into Jazz Appreciation Decade.
Jazz, born in America and enjoyed worldwide. For more information, visit www.smithsonianjazz.org.
From the album Fire of the Fundamentals, Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with the Jelly Roll Morton classic Jungle Blues. Here's the music of a New Orleans native who was taught by Ellis Marsalis, the father of Wynton. He is vocalist, composer, and pianist Harry Connick Jr. with a funky instrumental from his album She titled Funky Donkey that has that New Orleans beat on Jazz America from VOA 1.
We'll be right back.
The versatile Mr. Harry Connick Jr. from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I say versatile because he's a fantastic singer and actor and television personality, as well as being a wonderful composer and pianist, as you just heard, with that traditional New Orleans sound in his song Funky Donkey. Hope you enjoyed that. More of our celebration of New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received from Haruna Danbunu. And Haruna Danbunu wrote me as follows. Hi, Russ. It's been ages. I enjoyed your program way back in 2003 on Saturdays and Sundays. You introduced me to jazz greats like Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington, Nora Jones, during those days of Katrina in New Orleans, the Higher Grounds, and a whole lot of jazz. Well, thank you for your kind message, and thanks for reminding me of those days. Yes, Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans and affected the city in a very negative way. Many people moved away from the city, but now it's been rejuvenated, and a big reason for that is its musical artists. The artists of New Orleans and their soul have maintained the soul of the city of New Orleans in a major way. So many of them did not leave, they stayed, and the burgeoning scene continues to grow. Case in point, the fact that many artists still go to New Orleans to work with their local artists. Among them, the legendary trombonist Roswell Rudd. As I mentioned earlier, those military band instruments were an important part of the birth of the sound of jazz in New Orleans. And of course, that trombone is one of the major military band instruments and instruments in the classical music realm as well. Roswell Rudd went to New Orleans to work with their great band, led by a front line of multiple trombones. They're known as Bonorama. From his album, Trombone Tribe, here's Bone Again with Bonorama from Roswell Rudd to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Dry tongue, y'all don't fit any faces, huh? Devil you wanna say what you say. Tight tuck, stitching a lip. Devil my blue, keep you from turning gray. Devil my blue, make you play how you play. She'll make her ass hide them jeans. Skid that, did that. Skid that, did that. Snaggle tooth, wham bang. Open up the front, hear the back door slam. Skid that, did that. Skid that, did that. Dipper mouth, don't give a damn. Happy as a sissy in a CC can. Dipper mouth, just don't fit. Open up your brain just a little bit.
Award-winning vocalist, king of the New Orleans beat and the blues, the great piano player too, Dr. John. Mac Rebenack, his real name, the son of New Orleans, and his salute to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong. Skedat Dedat, the spirit of Satch, the name of that album, and the song Dipper Mouth Blues. Hope you enjoyed that. We're talking to some of the musical sons of New Orleans and saluting their birthplace, the place they call the Crescent City, the Big Easy, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, Louisiana. And another of those greats of New Orleans music these days is saxophonist Donald Harrison, who joins us now here on VOA's Jazz America to talk about his hometown. Coming from New Orleans, there is no substitute for coming from New Orleans, I have a feeling, because of many reasons. First, the educational aspect of it, it's so strong there. Stronger, as strong as any place in the USA or in the world, I feel. So you learn your lessons, you've got the fathers and mothers to teach you all about the lessons of the music down through the years. And then you have all those mates to play with and all that great musical scene to work off of, all the venues that you've been able to play at over the years, and the versatility of the history of the place, the Spanish aspect, the French aspect, and the history of the music is there, so you know the traditional music, you know the music with the New Orleans beat, and you know Latin music. You're playing today in a Latin music setting. So you did soul jazz yesterday. You can do straight ahead jazz. You can do Latin jazz. And a lot of it is because you're from New Orleans. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think it's a number of factors. Of course, New Orleans is different because it's music is part of the culture there. So, and my father was a big chief, so he was ensconced in the culture there, and I grew up with that culture. That's an offshoot of Congo Square, and also the second line culture, which is the brass band culture of New Orleans. So those two elements added another kind of way of looking at music to what I do, but also having the chance to play with a lot of great musicians and bouncing off them and putting all those different ideas together. I feel fortunate that I came from a root culture of American music.
From Donald Harrison's album Quantum Leap, here's the New Orleans classic, I'm the Big Chief of Congo Square, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Orleans pianist Henry Butler and New York trumpet player Stephen Bernstein, Viper's Drag, the name of the album, King Porter's Stomp. More of our salute to New Orleans coming up next hour.